Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You've got your new U.S. floor report out, the 2021 edition, and you just finished it last week. I want to make sure we covered a couple of the highlights of that. You deal with the economy overall, because that's certainly going to affect flooring, and then you get into channel shift, share shift, you get into changes in the housing market. Tell us a few of the highlights.
Sure. We look at the quantity and dollar value of each product category's sales per year for 5 years history, 5 years forward.
Yeah.
We look at it by market segment. So we break down the commercial by building type, housing, DIY versus pro installed. And even though we're in a down economic time right now, we're starting to see the economy bounce back. Mm-hmm. And true, it's early, but the economy seems to be defying people's predictions of where it should be right now.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things, just to skim it real quick, is the decline of the Chinese imports. I mean, we know about the countervailing duties with ceramic that basically shut off $500 million worth of imports of Chinese tile. And then these tariffs have shifted suppliers to either go to the United States or go to other countries. So what would you say, there's a 24% decline?
Yeah, the Chinese imports overall are down 24% year to date versus same period last year. That's about $300 million at the landed duty value that has gone away from Chinese imports. Yeah. Mainly it's in ceramic tile, as you said, and in wood flooring imports. But overall imports are only down 4%. In the first part of this year, whereas Chinese imports are down 24, which is causing people to take a second look at made in the USA.
Yeah.
It's a simple, easy way to cut out the tariff costs and the shipping costs and the inventory carrying costs. And so people are taking a second look at onshoring.
Well, a couple of other trends we're seeing, and most people know that during the shutdown, the home centers were open, so that gave them a short burst of energy, mostly on the DIY side, because they weren't installing either. But that's probably short term, because as we start to gather some steam with the economy, we're seeing a preference for buy local, made in the USA, help me make these decisions. So these shifts are probably temporary based on who was open and who was closed, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The big box stores got a head start, mainly Home Depot and Lowe's got a head start because they were allowed to operate throughout this period while the competition was closed. Now as things open up, we're seeing independents start to open up in areas around the country. And the thing that independents have, they have a resiliency that marvels me. They can bounce back quick.
Yeah.
And they also have better economics in the sense that they can operate in areas that are smaller markets where the big box stores basically are metro area type operations. You know, the local floor covering store has a local presence, but he knows his market, he knows the people in his market, has relatively lower turnover. So he's got an advantage over the big box stores where you're talking to a person you'd never met before and who may be there and gone tomorrow. They're an outlet that we feel are going to be around for a while.
Well, I was just talking to a Pittsburgh retailer yesterday who was completely shut down because he's in Pennsylvania, which, by the way, that's where you are as well. And he's back open now, and he's amazed at the traffic and what his sales levels are right now. And so it's putting emphasis on the fact that fixing up the home, now that people are spending more time in the home, working at home, teaching at home, it's high on the list, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The other thing that we're seeing is there was a bump in online sales,
yeah,
but I don't think that's going to hold. I mean, that's in general.
Yeah.
You're talking about groceries. You're talking about razor blades,
Amazon.
You're talking about a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
We track that, and we also track ad spending by all the major producers. And things are already starting to shift back to normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel that things are going to come back in the second half. We're already seeing some of that. We're seeing consumer confidence come back. We're seeing employment jump higher than it was predicted to jump. Now, I know it's the first quarter, and it's always an oddball quarter. But even so, May and June, we're looking pretty good as well.
Yeah. All right. So you also talk about private labels, store labels, supplier labels, and kind of where those shifts are going too, don't you?
Yeah, private labels are becoming a bigger and bigger issue in floor covering, at the supermarket, you name it, everywhere.
Yeah.
Some of the larger retailers are finding ways to gain more margin with this. The quality levels a consumer has to measure for himself or herself, but we're seeing more of that. And what's happening is, in the past, major customers of producers are now becoming major competitors of producers. You know, this war is becoming asymmetrical, as they say, and it remains to be seen what's going on and who's going to win in that thing. And that's why I think we were seeing some rise in ad spending last year. People are starting to promote their brands because they realize they need to get their name out there to consumers who've never heard of them before. The millennials don't have a clear understanding of what the brands of floor covering are.
Yeah.
And so some of them are just getting in there and getting into the market, and now they need to be educated to what's out there and who's out there.
Yeah, I can't imagine shopping right now in some of these boxes because, you know, everything looks like wood, and you walk down an aisle that says this is wood, and you don't know if it's wood or not. We actually are working on an article right now for the July issue. We're talking about changes in the flooring departments at the home centers, and down that wood aisle, we saw consumers that were confused as to whether or not laminate was wood, and it's hard to tell.
Yeah, we did a study one time. I think half the flooring sales in the United States are wood looks across all different product types.
Yeah.
So the Americans love their wood.
Yeah. All right, so people who want to get this, it's available now, and they can either contact you at Market Insights or contact us, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay, Santos. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us an update on the U.S. Floor Report that's just been finished. Again, we've been talking to Santo Tresivia with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.